The St. Louis Cabaret Festival kicks off on Tuesday with a number of events running through July 24th. Steve Potter has more.
The annual festival includes a number of performances and workshops. Producer Tim Schall will join us later for an overview of that. But right now I'd like to welcome two performers featured next Thursday evening at the Sheldon Concert Hall. And I've had the pleasure of talking to both of them before. Marilyn May has been in the national spotlight ever since her many appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Hello, Marilyn. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. I'm so glad to speak with you again.
You're actually, you're on the road. You're in Iowa where you go every summer, aren't you?
Every summer up at Lake Okoboja. It's the third bluest lake in the world, and it's a beautiful lake. This is my 60th year here. I opened this place called The Inn at Lake Okoboja. I opened it 60 years ago. And so every night we have members of the four generations that I've sung for.
That's incredible. Anne Hampton Calloway is perhaps best known for her Tony-nominated performance in the Broadway musical Swing. Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be on air with you and the fabulous Marilyn May, who I worship, and I can't wait to sing with.
Thank you.
Well, you're based...
We worship each other. That's why we can sing together.
You're based in New York, Anne. Is that where you are now?
Yes, I am. I'm at home in New York, and I was supposed to be in Paris, but it's nice to be here in New York.
Well, you're here in St. Louis, in a sense, already.
That's right. I love St. Louis. I always have a great time when I'm there.
Marilyn, we've talked on a number of occasions in the past, and as far as The Tonight Show goes that I mentioned before, I'm thinking, was it 76 times?
Yes, 76, but who's counting? We hold the singer's record for having appeared on The Carson Show 76 times, and now, you know, when people ask me about it, I'm always surprised because they're young and I don't know that they ever have had the chance to see it. But he was a genius, you know, he was wonderful.
Yes, I remember it was because of Johnny Carson. I mean, because he specifically requested you over and over. And if I remember the story without going into too much detail, wasn't it Ed McMahon that saw you somewhere first?
He came to see me at the living room in New York. I was appearing there. And he said, you have to do the Carson Show. And I said, you're absolutely right, I have to. So he took me there. Skitch Henderson was the conductor at that time. And I didn't even have to audition. It was wonderful.
Wow.
We did the show in New York many times, and then they moved to the West Coast. And it was a wonderful time with Johnny. You know, he was a brilliant moderator because he really listened, and he was funny, and he listened to what the guest had to say and answered in those, the great answers, the clever answers that he had. He was just brilliant, and it was a great boost to my career.
Yes. And Anne, as far as your role in pop culture, is probably just like 5 minutes out of your life, but you wrote and recorded the theme song to that TV show, The Nanny. You'll always be remembered for that.
Yes, and thanks to Fran Drescher, I have written what my accountant still calls my finest work to date.
You mean residuals? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. Residuals and royalties. And Fran is just a great person. I'm glad to be a part of that. She's writing a new TV series, and I'm hoping to write a theme for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you give us any hints?
I can't. I'm not ready to, but as soon as I find out more about it, I will share it with the world.
All right. Call us back. Marilyn May, catch me up a little bit. I know that...
Well, you know, Anne creates songs at the moment. She's just brilliant at that. She can create songs just on the spot and create out of certain words that people in the audience give her. And it's so brilliant, you know. I'm sure she'll be doing that on our show.
Well, people don't know, before we went on the air, she sang a little song with my name in it.
If ever I would Steve you. Well, and also, you know, you're bragging about me, but Marilyn is very, very clever at writing specialty lyrics. So some of the songs that we'll be singing together will have special lyrics just for that occasion that we're singing on that night for our St. Louis fans. I just love the personality, the way she loves her audiences and embraces them with wit and warmth.
Thank you, sweetheart.
That's one of the things I love most about her performing, besides her musical brilliance.
That's what we're going to try to teach to the 40 students that are coming to attend this seminar that Tim has arranged. The brilliant part, I think, well, certainly one of the brilliant parts of our show that we'll be doing on the 21st is Ted Furz and Billy Stritch. And we've got two grand pianos on stage. And isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I think you call them your piano men.
Well, they are. And I have two musicians, a bassist and a drummer, that the St. Louis audience has seen before. They'll be joining us. So between the two pianos and Anne and me, it'll be a big party.
So bring your party hat, Steve.
I'm wearing it right now. So do you have a theme that you two are going to entertain us with?
Well, you know, I think the theme of our show is just the celebration of life and the ups and downs and love. And there's a lot of playfulness between us and some great ballads. I mean, I think one of the great things that Marilyn brings is she is like the queen of the medley. So people are going to have... you know,
my middle name is Medley.
But the theme, I think, is just the love of great music. I mean, to have two of the best pianists in the business with us and the creativity between all of us is going to be very exciting. And in the moment, I think people are just going to marvel at the fun we all have together. And that's the language of music. It brings people together. And in the moment, things that you can't even rehearse or practice happen, and especially with this group of artists.
Steve, what she means is we're all very pushy and we're very secure. This is the first time that we've ever done this. So yeah. this is our maiden voyage as far as
the world premiere.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's hear a little bit of your work. Marilyn, I want to start with you, and this is It's Today. What would you like us to know about this?
Well, of course, Jerry Herman wrote it. It was written for the show MAME, and I did the part of MAME. You know, I love what MAME says because she kind of runs the world, and oh, heaven knows I try to.
Please run for president, Marilyn. I think that would be an improvement.
The actual song, I think, the lyrics are so perfect because it's do live in the moment. Do take advantage of every single day. You've got to live in every single moment. That's what I do, and I cherish every minute of every day. You know, there's no sadness in my life anymore. When you're young, I think you go through a lot of strife, and I've been through all that. So now it's just happiness, and you live for the day. So the things that Jerry said in the song are very pertinent and great words to live by. It's my mantra.
Light the candles. Get the ice out. Roll the rug up. It's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here. It's the time for making merry. And so I'm for making hay. Tune the grand up. Dance your shoes off. Strike the band up. It's today. To me, every day is a winner. I'm sure every day is a gift. I know that the very momentum of life has to move, so you'll prove that it's nifty. To me, every night is a party, and each new night is a ball. So get out there, grab a heart and start to live, love, and laugh at it all. There is a thank you.
That's Marilyn May, who is featured in this year's St. Louis Cabaret Festival. Marilyn, life's a party. That's what you say.
It is. It's a thank you you can give life if you live life every day.
And we're going to play a song from you. This is At Last. And I remember Etta James doing this one. It must have been the early 60s or something, I'm thinking.
Right. It was actually written by Harry Warren many, many years before Etta recorded it. But she did such a great job with it, almost no singer wanted to touch it. But when I was wanting to sing it because I had fallen madly in love with a great person of my dreams, I realized that nobody had ever recorded the verse before. So I included it in my recording, and it became the title song of my makeout album, At Last.
I was never starbound by a starry sky. What is there to moon glow when love has passed you by? Then there came a midnight, and the world was new. Now here I am, so spellbound, darling, not by stars, but just by you. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life like a song.
That's Ann Hampton Calloway. She and Marilyn May, part of the St. Louis Cabaret Festival. They'll be performing together with their piano men, Billy Stritch and Ted Firth.
And Ted Firth.
But that's at the Sheldon Concert Hall next Thursday. What's ahead for both of you? Are you still doing your Streisand songbook, Ann?
Yes, it's still in my travels. I have all kinds of interesting adventures. I do that show with symphonies as well as other shows with symphonies. I'm performing with my sister Liz Calloway this summer in several venues, and I'm doing a new show with Amanda McBroom, a wonderful singer-songwriter. I haven't performed with her in ages, and we're getting that show together. The moment I leave St. Louis, I'm going straight to Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And I have a beautiful song I wrote and sang for the film Blind. It's a beautiful film that Demi Moore and Alec Baldwin are starring in, and that's going to be coming out soon, so I'm excited about that.
Great. Marilyn, anything you're looking forward to this year?
Oh, well, we're going into Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York.
Oh,
and,
I love it.
A wonderful jazz club. Yeah, great thing that I've seen and performed there. And we just closed at Feinstein's 54 Below. It was a wonderful engagement. We'll be back in the Middle West in Kansas City. I don't often work in my hometown, so I'll be thrilled to be there in November and October. Oh, where are we in October? We're somewhere in October. It's kind of a nonstop schedule, and I'm thrilled that I can do it. Either Ted or Billy, those pianists, will be with me with my trio, and we just keep moving. That's the philosophy that I think everybody needs to know when you reach a certain age.
Or Marilyn
Don't
May.
Sit down.
Right. Marilyn May and Hampton Calloway, thank you both for joining us today. We'll look forward to seeing you on the 21st.
Can't wait. Thank you,
thank
Steve.
You.
Thanks so much. It's always great to talk to those
Thanks,
two.
Thanks, Steve.
You
Love
bet.
You.
And here to tie up some loose ends, we welcome the festival's producer, Tim Schell. Two incredible ladies.
Absolutely. You know, they're incredible ladies, they're incredible talents, and they're amazing entertainers.
And you've got a couple other headliners of note.
Oh, right. The St. Louis Cabaret Festival actually has six nights of performances.
You start Monday with a high school show,
well,
right?
We start Tuesday night.
Tuesday,
right.
Excuse me.
This is a new part of the Cabaret Conference. We're training high school students, and they're being taught by Karen Mason, who's a Broadway star, and Pisha McPhee, who is an American Idol and Disney Films coach. And they'll be directing and teaching these kids in a great performance on Tuesday night. Then Wednesday night at the Sheldon, we open up the main series with Tony winner Faith Prince and Broadway vet Jason Graw. Two brilliant performers, and they're hilarious, and they're musical, and they sing like birds. And they'll be doing The Prince and the Showboy. It's a St. Louis premiere. And then, of course, Wednesday, we have the show we were just talking about with Ann and Marilyn and Billy and Ted. Let me just give you a quick little background on that. A couple of years ago, when Marilyn was in town doing one of her brilliant shows, Billy Stritch was playing for her. Ted Firth was in the audience because they were all here to teach. And she said, I want to, you know, bring Ted up. And Ted sat down at the piano impromptu with Billy, played a couple duets at the piano. It was so exciting. I thought, we've got to get them both on stage, and let's throw Ann into the mix. So, I mean, it's a powerhouse show.
Then on Friday the 22nd.
Tony Desserre. Tony's been here, but it's been quite a while since Tony's played for St. Louis audiences.
He's doing a show from Sinatra to Prince?
Right. Tony's a great, you know, in the Michael Bublé, Harry Connick Jr. vein. Tony's a great jazz singer. He'll perform the Sinatra-style ballads, but he'll also do great jazzy covers of contemporary songs from Billy Joel to Michael McDonald to Prince. And he'll throw in some of his wonderful originals, and he'll be here with his trio. He's a great entertainer.
What a variety. Wow. On Saturday, 23rd, you're doing something you call the Professional Track.
Right.
What's that?
Right. The Professional Track of the St. Louis Cabaret Conference is a select group of singers that are part of the next generation of cabaret singers.
The A students?
Well, they're all A students, Steve, but these guys are really kind of poised to be on the verge of getting out there and making something go for themselves. And so there's nine singers from all over the country, and they will be mentored mostly specifically by Faith Prince and Marilyn May during the week, and then they do a showcase. They'll each perform a four-song set. So that's a really exciting evening. And then Sunday, we have the final showcase of everyone else in the conference, students from all over the country, and a great celebration at Jazz at the Bistro, which is one of the most beautiful rooms in the city. And stick around for the party afterwards. There's going to be 21 singers. Then we'll have a great party afterwards and close out the conference and festival. It's a great week.
And one final thing. What would you say to the person that's never been before?
To the St. Louis Cabaret Festival, I would say come, because you will not regret it. It's an amazing event to see people like Marilyn May, Ann Hampton Callaway, Faith Prince, Jason Grau, Tony Desir, and incredible musicians like Billy Stritch and Ted Firth. It's really, Marilyn hit it on the head. It's about joy. It's really about joy and just, you know, having a great time and enjoying music and life.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Tom Shaw, producer of the St. Louis Cabaret Festival, which opens Tuesday and runs through July 24th. Steve also spoke with singers Marilyn May and Ann Hampton Callaway about their performance Thursday night at 8 at the Sheldon Concert Hall. More details about the festival are available at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Kim Oswald, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer, Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis on the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.